Good morning. This is Ndodo Newspaper Review, 26th of January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of the newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. Presidential candidate of the ruling party, APC, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has accused a faction within his party of creating unnecessary hardship in Nigeria. Speaking at the APC presidential campaign rally held at the MKO Abiola International Stadium in Abeokuta on Wednesday, Tinubu said that the current force scarcity and the Naira redesign is a ploy to sabotage his efforts and hamper his chances of winning the elections next month. This is coming from Business Day. And still on Business Day, commuters in Apapa, Lagos State were left stranded on Wednesday as several ATMs in the port city failed to dispense cash. Findings by Business Day have been that ATMs in other parts of Lagos were also not dispensing cash. This development is coming just 1 week before the CBN implements the generated first deadline for phasing out old 200 Naira, 500 Naira and 1,000 Naira notes. And coming from The Nation, Rivers State Governor Yesom Wike has reacted to the alleged threats directed at him by his party's presidential candidates if they become president. Addressing the audience at the Community Secondary School 1 in Moho Town, where the PDP inaugurated its campaign for Gokona local government area, Wike described the threat as empty. He also said that God will not allow them to win the elections. Speaking further, Wike said that his political crime was insisting that his party must practice equity, fairness, and justice. Also on The Nation, at least 51 persons were killed by an airstrike in Rukobi Community, Eke Development Area of Nasarawa State. The bomb was dropped by an unidentified helicopter. Police spokesman Raman Nansel said he could not identify the number of casualties. A mass burial has been held in the community. And moving on to The Guardian, the US has yesterday announced visa restrictions on Nigerians who undermine the democratic process in Nigeria. In a statement, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the sanctioned individuals will be ineligible for US visas. And next, on Daily Trust, bandits in Kaduna State have rejected 5.3 million Naira ransom paid to them with old Naira notes. The bandits rejected the notes, asking the relatives of the kidnapped victims to return the money because the generated first deadline for phasing out old Naira notes is closed. The victims, 37 in number, were kidnapped from Azara, Janjala and Kadara communities in Kaduna State on December 12, 2022. And finally from The Sun, the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has impelled the PDP in Abia State to conduct fresh primaries following the death of the party's gubernatorial flag bearer, Uchenna Ikonne. Ikonne died in the wee hours of yesterday at the National Hospital in Abuja. INEC has given the party only 14 days to conduct fresh primaries to choose a new flag bearer.